morning, Charleston. I'm John Quincy and for Richard Todd again today. That's not the typical morning buzz music. That is some old WTMA music from the 70s. That's right, as we remember the 70s and 80s today on News Talk 1250 WTMA with some old 70s DJs right here in the studio with us. Say hello to John Burwell.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Gary London.
I just want to know who called a staff meeting this early in the morning.
No, neither one of us is like this kind of music, I tell you.
And via telephone, we've got Kirk Varner, an old
Kirk's on the phone.
DJ.
Is this where I call in to have the Osmonds record play?
Oh, this is
right.
Amazing. This is amazing.
That's right. We'll get to it as soon as we can, Kirk.
Oh, thank God. I can't go very long without that top 40 music.
That's it.
We're going to have so much fun over the next couple hours as we salute the WTMA DJs from the 1970s as well as the 1980s. A CJ and Buzz reunion scheduled to take place next hour here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Will they be in the studio?
No, the studio is not big enough for
That's
both of them.
That's what I was going to say.
But it sure won't be good to hear them.
Yes, they'll be phoning in from their various locations scattered around this great country of ours.
Is CJ still in jail?
No, CJ's out of jail.
Okay. What?
I think that's a witness protection program now, isn't it?
Yeah, probably is, isn't he?
Kirk,
man.
556-1250 is our number if you'd like to talk to our 70s DJs with your WTMA memories today. 556-1250 or 1-800-737-1250. We'll be talking more with these guys coming up in just a second. Well, this is WTMA Back to the 70s and 80s Day. Yesterday we did the 60s, and it is so nice to have these two legends of WTMA's music radio past.
Well,
John Burwell.
We have one legend here. I'm John Burwell, but the legend is over there.
No, John, you got more talent in your left finger.
Gary London, and via phone from a location in Connecticut.
I'm in my underground bunker. I'm sorry, I can't disclose where I actually am, John. Please.
Kurt, do you still have those heart-shaped... boxers?
What is that all about? I don't even... Man, that was a moment that I wish had not been frozen in time.
You can see that on the WTMAMemories.com website, a picture of Kirk Varner.
Yeah. That was almost as scandalous as boob in the men's room.
I know.
I was almost fired over that picture.
Yeah. Some people probably know what we were talking about, but we produced several WTMA albums, and greatest hits.
And this Kirk made the pictures for all of this. Well, Kirk, I can't believe you actually pictured yourself in those shorts.
That I was young and stupid, and I'm sorry to say that now I'm just old and stupid.
Now, John, when exactly were you at WTMA?
I was at WTMA from January of 1974 into 1981.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's like a lifetime in radio years.
Well, I loved the place. I mean, absolutely, it was. I slept it. It was everything to me.
All right, you were a DJ, plus you also did what, production?
Production
director?
That was really my first love, making commercials. I still enjoy making commercials. I'm just making them for a different client nowadays.
We'll get to that later. What time of the day were you on WTMA?
Mostly middays. Now, I started, I was working the morning drive show at WNOK in Columbia, and I'd been working with Keith Nichols when Keith was up in the University of South Carolina, and when Keith graduated, he came to WTMA, and they had an opening on the all-night show. And Keith called me and said, you had been working on the all-night show, and you'd been moved to middays.
Yeah.
And so I had Gary
when Billy Smith left.
And I was working the morning drive show, and I took the all-night show because I wanted to get to the mighty TMA because it was the number one station in the entire Southeast.
And it was huge.
It was the big time. And so I left morning drive in Columbia to do the all-night show at WTMA. And right after I got there, about 3 months after I got here, maybe 4 months, I moved to middays and basically stayed there.
So chances are, if you listen to WTMA in the 70s, you heard John Burwell on the radio. Definitely his voice on
commercials.
Thousands and thousands of commercials.
Yes.
And what a great production artist he was.
I loved it.
I've heard his work. It's very, very good, considering
and this
it was
is
all
back
done
in the
before
days.
Computers.
Yeah, this is back in the days before digital. You had a razor blade and a grease pencil.
15 inches per second reel-to-reel tape. Two channels. That's all we had, two channels working.
Well, of course, but it was a mono radio station, so it was like a channel left over. It was a bonus. All right, Gary London, when were you at WTMA?
When did I start? 1971?
Probably so.
I think the overnight show, and then Billy left and moved to middays. Mm-hmm. And then when Boob A little confrontation or something. Booby quit the radio station about 12 times in his career there.
He got tired of playing Time and Temperature.
Is that what it was?
You moved to Drive Time.
And then I moved to Afternoon Drive and doubled his numbers.
And you were there for years.
And surprised the heck out of me.
Not me.
And I don't really know when I left. It was probably 78, 79,
I believe it was 78. I believe it was 78.
Yeah.
And you went to Q107.
Yeah, we did the groundwork putting 107 on the air.
Well, this is News Talk 1250 WTMA, and John Quincy sitting in for Richard Todd on the Morning Buzz this morning. As between now and 10 o'clock, we relive some of the memories of WTMA as a music radio station, a very successful one from the 70s and 80s today. Kirk Varner's on the line. Now, you were a teenage disc jockey at WTMA in the early 70s, right, Kirk?
Indeed, a teenage werewolf and disc jockey, willing to do both. I actually went to work at TMA in 72 while still a student at North Charleston High School.
How hot was that?
And that was just about as cool as it got, although actually most of the people who knew me didn't actually believe it was me. They just thought it was somebody really professional using my voice and name.
It was the reverb.
Yeah, exactly. I was there until 75, but it's just hard to describe because most people in Charleston didn't quite realize just how big a deal TMA was, even outside of the Lowcountry. I mean, it really was like one of the top three stations on the AM dial playing music in the Southeast and going to work there. I took over as the weekend warrior from Terry Allen, who had done that job in the 60s, and started out there playing the American Top 40 disc when Casey Kasem used to be on every weekend. I got to say the call letters once an hour, and then eventually they let me play some music, and the rest, as they say, was history until they wised up one day and said, you really ought to go think about having an education before pursuing this radio career any further.
And then you were so smart that you decided not to get back into it?
Yeah, I actually crossed over and went into television. I worked I freelanced at a couple more radio stations in Charleston, and then eventually went over to the TV side working for Channel 4 and then eventually Channel 2 before moving up to the Northeast, where I've been for the better part of my career, about the past 25 years. Actually, somebody just sent me a note a few days ago that this month, June, would be the 30th anniversary of my graduation from high school.
Wow. Kirk was one of the good-looking guys. He had a face for television. I had a face for radio.
We all had faces for radio.
That's why we're on the radio and not on TV. But today we're on Comcast Channel 2, so everybody wave at the camera and say hello to our vast video audience today.
Oh, my parole officer isn't watching.
Gary London, John Burwell, and Kirk Varner here this morning. I want to ask you guys, I didn't come to Charleston until 1981, and WTMA as a music radio station was slipping by the time I got to Charleston. But in the 70s and the 60s, it was huge. Now, why, John, was WTMA such a powerful radio station? As I said yesterday, it was the 95SX of Charleston, but on the AM dial.
It was perfectly formatted, for one thing. They were very careful about the music that they put on. They were very, very careful about the music that they put on the radio. Perfectly formatted, tight, hot, and entertaining. The jocks at that time, when I got there anyway, the jocks at that time were expected to entertain. I mean, music's being played on AM, so it doesn't sound that good. And so our job basically was to make people feel like they were at home when they were listening to us.
Add the color to it.
Yeah, and color to it, right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we were personalities, not just, people punching buttons. We were actually personalities, and people liked to listen to that back then.
And WTMA had its competitors. I know a station at 1450, what was it, WQSN was the call letters? Tried 15Q, they tried to call it. I know that was a major competitor for WTMA.
Well, WEAL was actually our main competitor.
Right, BAL, I guess. But I had a guy that QSN went to 15Q, and I was in the middle of the day, and he called me on the request line. And I can't remember his name. He said, "I am so-and-so, and I'm going to just blow you off the water here. We're the greatest thing." I said, "Okay, we'll see about that." And I beat him 5-1 in the next ARB. Yeah. I sent him to the ARB as my consolations for...
And I think that's the thing that's sort of unique about TMA is there were so many markets where you had really battles. Radio stations would compete for an audience, and that was true in Atlanta and Memphis and Charlotte. But the thing about Charleston was that this TMA owned the market. I mean, you just really you know, you bought WTMA radio because, like, at one point, what was it, 70 or 80% of the population was listening to it at any given time.
Kurt, when Keith Nichols was doing 7 at midnight, he pulled, like, a 70 share.
Yeah. It's just stunning.
It's just stunning.
And that is 70% of all people who were listening to the radio were listening to WTMA.
Well, you were,
that is incredible.
You were pulling those kind of numbers in the afternoon, too, my friend.
Well, God was with me, I guess, John, you know.
WTMA was a great radio station, still is now in the 21st century. Still the best news talk station here in the market.
As far as I'm concerned, it's the only radio station in Charleston.
There is another one?
That's my feelings when I was at TMA. There was no other station in town.
Yeah, that's like everybody else is running infomercials.
You know? That's it.
PIs, you know.
That's right. News Talk 1250 WTMA. It's 818. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We'll be back with Gary London and Kirk Varner and John Burwell here in just a second. But right now, let's check out the cars and trucks.